Hello, everybody. This is Jasmine, beginning our beautiful free online series on pranic people. I come to you from China, and this really is where it all began. I'm in that beautiful Chinese city of Hangzhou, gathering with many amazing people, some of whom who are very familiar through experience with the path of Bigu. This being nourished in a different way is an ancient tradition from this country. 6,000 years ago, people realized that through living with Mother Nature deep in the energy pool of the purity of Mother Nature, through the practice of Qigong, they found that naturally their physical, emotional, mental, and even spiritual hunger disappeared. It's interesting to find that this flowed on for early recorded cases some 4,000 years ago now in India. Again, high in the Himalayas among the yogis who were living the sort of lifestyle that allowed them to merge with a pure energy pool of their own divinely essence, nature, that they too lost all of their physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual hunger. This came then in the West in a very interesting way. Around 1992, you could say that experiments began with people who were destined to be public and bring this information more widely to the West. In India, we had Hira Ratan Manik, the Indian solar gazer, who had understood through experience the practice of solar gazing, absorbing direct energies from the sun through the eyes into the brain and the body, and how this too could eliminate physical hunger. Hira has done so much to support the educational paradigm of this by undergoing extensive medical testing, being locked up in hospitals for probably over 3 years when you look at the time he has given to medical research. You can research more about his journey also on the internet. I love solar gazing. This is something I do every day. I love to rise with the sunrise and do my meditations in the early morning before anybody wakes in my neighborhood and absorb that beautiful solar energy of sunrise directly through my eyes and into my brain and body. I recommend that you research this and add solar gazing, if you can, into your routine. But study what Hira has been sharing and follow his methodology. Next, in China, we had Tian Ying. And you would have seen her in that amazing documentary by Peter Straubringer, In the Beginning There Was Light. Tianying has her own story to tell, but I know from talking with her that she healed her physical body through the practice of Qigong when she was in China. And then she too, around 1992, flipped into that state the Chinese call Bigu. After this, she moved to Germany, where she runs a very successful clinic sharing of the health benefits of the practice of Qigong and also her own experience of having this freedom now to take physical food just for pleasure if ever she wants it and be given all vitamins, minerals, all that she needs to be healthy, direct from Qi. Then, around 1992, a methodology that is known as the 21-day process came to a group in Australia. I was one. My heart called me to be involved with this and to undergo this very sacred initiation. And while it worked for me, very unexpectedly, because I've never been interested personally in this reality of not taking physical food, this was a byproduct, a gift I was given from this very special spiritual initiation. From there, it has spread all around the world with different methodologies being offered. And that is why we have decided now to share the last 24 years of my personal experiential research more freely with those who are really interested in how is this possible. I think the first thing to understand is that we are all so unique and there is no one methodology that will work for everyone. You will find many people now on the internet sharing different ways that have worked for them. But will it work for you? And are all the ways being shared providing a good educational package and understanding as to the bigger picture of this, the why it is happening, the how it is happening, what's happening in the human body? There's so much that we have to share with you through this series. So let's begin with just some basics with this next video on what we feel this is about. Before we do go, we would like to say that what we are sharing here is obviously not for everyone. If you were to climb Mount Everest, you would undertake very specific training. No normal person, most people would never attempt to climb Mount Everest without specific training. And even those who have undertaken very intensive training still find it challenging, and every week people die trying to climb this mountain. Every week, every day, millions of people are suffering from medical misdiagnosis, from obesity, from depression, from many other challenging issues. And similarly, many people are suffering from hunger-related diseases, from too much of the wrong food or too little of the right food. And so be aware that this, what we are offering, requires very specific training. This is not for everyone. And those of you who may watch this and say, this is ridiculous, it's not possible, then please move on. Continue with your choices in life and your patterns of energy. This video series is not for you. It's just for those who in their heart of hearts are sincerely interested in our research and perhaps even gaining this freedom of choice for themselves. So welcome to our series, and we hope you enjoy all that we have to share.